The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus tells a parable about the coexistence of good and evil in this world. God's judgment will remove all evildoers and causes of sin, but not until the end of human history. I begin reading at verse 24. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you will uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. Let anyone with ears listen." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The rains this year have been better than they've been the last few years. And if you probably noticed, too, that if you're driving out in the countryside or if you are a farmer or rancher, that the crops are doing a little bit better this year. And many of you are able to cut, rake, and bale some hay and put it in your barns or stack it up. It looks good. Also here in town, the yards are plush and green. And if you're a gardener, your garden's probably doing a little bit better this year. You can water all you want, but nothing beats good rainwater for helping the plants to grow up. I know I like to garden, and as I know many of you do too. But when you get lots of rain like this, or good rain anyway, not only do the good plants grow up, but also the weeds start to grow up, and there's always a problem with that. As a gardener, you know, in the wintertime, I start to get anxious about getting out there and wanting to plant, and start thinking about, what do I want in my garden? Do it maybe tomatoes or potatoes or squash or beans or carrots or cucumbers or whatever goes into that garden, and you start to think about all those good vegetables that you'll have on your table and how good they do taste fresh out of the garden like that. Or maybe you're thinking about, well, I can give some of those away, or maybe I'll have even enough left over then that I can put some up for later on. We think about those gardens, but the one thing that we don't think about or we don't dream about are the weeds that also come up in there. And for those of you who do like to plant, you know that the weeds will come up. And when the plants are too small, it's hard to go out there and weed. Whether you're trying to chop them out, it's hard to find the plants that you want. Or if you start to just yank the weeds out, you also pull up the good plants with those weeds. I like to mulch, and I have to wait until those plants get up tall enough, the good plants get up tall enough, so I can distinguish of where to put the mulch down. Weeds and the good plants. It's a combination that's hard to distinguish from, or that's always around. It's kind of like a saint and sinner existence. In our parable for today, Jesus tells that parable of a farmer who goes out and he sows his field with wheat, but an enemy of his comes behind him and sows that same field with seeds of weeds. And as they come up then, the workers notice and ask, where do those come from? And they also ask then too, should we go ahead and go through that field and yank them up? And the farmer says, no, don't do that, because when you yank up the weeds, you're also going to be tromping down the good wheat and also then pulling up the wheat as well. Wait until the harvest time. In our zest to weed out the gardens, to weed out the plants that we don't want, in our zest also to weed out those people whom we deem to be weeds, we are going beyond our bounds. You know, we like to see things cut and dry, black and white, and we have criteria for people that we consider weeds and criteria for people that we consider good people. Either people are good or they're bad is the way that we want to see people. And we have all sorts of criteria for that. Maybe it's because they've gone to prison in the past. Or maybe it's because that person is divorced. Or maybe that person is too tall. Maybe they're too short. Maybe they're too big around. Maybe they're too thin. Maybe they're too old. Maybe they're too young. Maybe they talk too much. Maybe they never say a thing. Maybe it's because they don't do enough. Or maybe it's because they are in everybody's business. We have criteria that says, you're a bad person, you're a good person. It's cut and dry. But here, as we look at this parable this morning, it says, really, that's not our job, to distinguish of who is good, who is bad. And when we do that, what we are forgetting, basically, is that everyone is created in the image of God. That God did create that person. That God did give them everything needed. He gave them the good. He gave them the choice of good and evil. And so how can we judge? How can we condemn people who are created in the image of God? We go beyond ourselves. Here in the parable, it says that will happen. But that's not our job. That will be the jobs in the day of harvest for the angels to make those choices, to make those decisions. Also, too, it cuts home to us. Maybe we can look at this parable in just a little bit different way, and maybe just look at our own selves, within our own selves. Are we good people or are we bad people? What is it that you have in yourselves? And most of you have those good things within you. You have that loving kindness. You have that generosity. You have that charity. You have that empathy for other people. But at the same time, within each of us, we also have that selfishness, that greed, that lust, that wanting power, that strive for more and more and more things. Within us, we are both saint and sinner. We have the weeds. We are also the good plants. And so how can we make that choice? Are we good people or are we bad people? And again, it's not left up to us. But thanks be to God, through our baptism, God has called us His own. He has said, even though that you are sinners, He sent His Son into this world to die on the cross and raise again. And in baptism, we are drowned through that daily repentance, tied to that cross and tied to the resurrection, and we rise anew out of those waters each and every day. In Holy Communion, as we receive that bread and the wine, once again, we are tied to that cross and that resurrection. Here is my body. Here is my blood. Your sins are forgiven. And so it's a constant struggle within ourselves. And so we can't condemn ourselves. We can't raise ourselves up. So what is this parable saying for us today? Where do we fit in this parable? If we're not to be the harvesters, who are we supposed to be, or how are we supposed to handle this parable? I think one of the ways of looking at that then is to think, what happens from the time that you plant a seed to the time that you harvest the fruit from that seed? There is that period of growth and maturity. And I think that's where we are today as we live in this world today. That's where we are. We are in that period of growth. We are not yet to the harvest, but yet God has created us. He has planted us. He has planted within us His Spirit. And so we are in that period of growth and maturity. And during that period of growth and maturity, what we need is nourishment. Plants need that rain. They need that water. They need the sunshine so that they can grow. They need the nutrients, the fertilizer within the soil. They need those things to help them grow. And that's where our concentration should be at this point, is that point of nourishment, of getting those things that we need to help grow those seeds that God has planted within us. Those seeds of loving kindness, those seeds of generosity, seeds of caring, the gifts of the Spirit that come along with our baptism. To nourish those, and as those start to grow and to sprout and to blossom and to bloom, the weeds within us start to diminish. Our lives have changed. And we also look at that way at the rest of the world then too, as we look at the broader field of what's going on with other people. You know, we look out at other people and we do see the evil, the wickedness, the lust, the violence, the hatred that's out in the world. But we also see the love, the goodness that is out in this world then too. And so as Christians, we are called to nourish other people, to let them know what does it take in order to be saved. So we can tell them about the story of Jesus Christ. Even if we consider them one of those bad people, whatever from whatever criteria that we may use, we can still proclaim that message of Jesus Christ, of how He died on the cross for all and rose to salvation. That there is still hope for those people who are downcast, people who have made mistakes in their lives. There is always that opportunity to change. There is also that opportunity for growth, to help guide people along, to help raise them up so that they can grow into the fullness of God. The harvest will come. That is a promise of Jesus Christ. There will be a time when we will no longer be saints and sinners. All those who believe and are baptized shall be saved. We will be saints. The evil things of this world will be gone. The temptations of this world will be gone. The harvest will come. We will be saved. And yet, still, in the meantime, though, there's plenty of work to do. And we pray always that the harvest may be plentiful. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.